Today, I want to talk to you about how we can achieve fine-grained cloud monitoring using compressive sensing. And I guess the first question to ask is, what does this have to do with performance, which is the topic of this session? Well, monitoring and performance can be really intimately related in the sense that the better the information, the more information you have about your cloud state, the better the decisions you can make about how you're going to use your cloud. So for instance, schedulers can improve resource utilization using this finer grain status information. And as we saw yesterday, that this is really of paramount importance to a lot of cloud providers because of the bottom line. And similarly, applications that are hosted in the cloud can use finer status information, finer grain status information to improve their responsiveness. And this is becoming more and more important as to users as applications become increasingly interactive. But achieving fine-grained monitoring can be difficult. In particular, the network overhead can be prohibitive. This very simple back-of-the-envelope calculation already shows that a significant fraction of your bisection bandwidth of the network can be taken up by status streams. And furthermore, if we consider using a typical tree-based collection mechanism, the bandwidth requirements as we go up the tree actually increase. And this creates a bottleneck at the collection point, which ultimately limits the granularity with which we can issue status reports. Now, we can't get around this problem with traditional summarization or aggregation or filtering techniques, because there exists this very important class of monitoring tasks that basically rely on making relative comparisons across all nodes. And in turn, this, of course, requires the collection of status information from every single node. So one example of this kind of monitoring task is MapReduce straggler detection. It requires global relative comparisons because the master identifies a task as a straggler if it has some progress that is some factor D slower than the average or the median of all the other nodes. And this in turn requires global status collection because every node needs to periodically report its task progress to the master. Now the benefit of having finer grain information here is that the sooner you detect and the sooner you mitigate a straggler, the earlier your job completes. And this in turn increases system utilization, cloud utilization, and also improves the responsiveness of your MapReduce job. So how can we achieve this kind of gain? Well, the first thing we do is we notice that monitoring is actually very often used for anomaly detection. So this means that while the status stream itself may be very high volume, we only really care about the anomalies that are inside the stream. And these are, by definition, sparse. That means that we can compress the status stream itself. So let's compress the status stream in the network before it even reaches the bottleneck. All well and good, except this is really an instance of distributed compression, which is known to be hard because it often requires, or typically requires, global coordination or communication of side information. Well, our secret sauce is that we use compressive sensing. This is a relatively new signal processing technique for performing distributed compression without using coordination or site information. Compressive sensing in the context of cloud monitoring has three major advantages. First, of course, it increases the reporting granularity via the distributed compression. Second, it's extremely simple to implement in a switch, which we'll see a little bit later on. And it has a very, very useful property where the largest anomalies can be detected first. That means with just a very few number of reports. And this is a total bonus because this is an intrinsic property of compressive sensing and basically comes for free. And in this work, we propose CloudSense, which is a switch design that realizes these gains from compressive sensing. So how does this work? We illustrate with a very simple example. Here we have a rack of five machines, each machine reporting some status value. We notice that machine A2 and A4 are reporting anomalous values 9 and 1, respectively. So in the first step, These machines send their status, raw status values to a CloudSense top of rack switch, which collects these values into a signal vector. We say that this signal vector has sparsity 2 because there are two anomalous elements in this signal vector. In the next step, we encode the signal vector by computing random projections of the signal vector onto a low-dimensional space by multiplying the signal vector with a random measurement matrix. This generates a measurement vector here, YA, which we then send on to the master or up the tree. Now, encoding occurs here. Encoding here preserves the sparse elements in the signal vector because it's very unlikely that a full column of a full corresponding column in the measurement vector will be all zeros, thereby erasing that information from the signal vector. So in this case, the information carried by the anomaly 9 is going to be preserved because the second column here is not all zeros. Now, in the last step, we do a decoding, which is essentially taking the measurement vector that's sent to the master and performing an L1 minimization via linear programming. And that's a fancy way of saying that we can do some sort of optimization on this to find, to recover this, the original signal vector. We can do this with a high probability when the length of the measurement vector satisfies this bound, and in practice, it's roughly, we need 4 times the sparsity of the signal. All right, so now we extend this very simple example to a more complicated but still simplified collection tree example. We have 2 racks now, each issuing status values to top of rack switches, which independently calculate measurement vectors. These measurement vectors are then sent along to an aggregation switch, which simply does a summing operation. The most important thing here to notice is that there's absolutely no increase in the size of the outgoing data over each link. The length of the vectors y and b and yA and yB are m, as is the length of the vector y. Now, for the purpose of exposition here, we've factored this encoding step into the top of rack switch, when in fact this encoding step can be actually pushed back into the rack nodes themselves. In this case, all the switches in our network would basically be only doing this very, very simple summing operation. And we show that CloudSense can improve straggler detection via simulation. We show that it improves it by allowing earlier detection of stragglers due to finer grain reports, and by detecting the worst stragglers first. We generated a bunch of synthetic task progress traces using published information from Bing, published straggler statistics from Bing. And each trace, each time step in each trace constitutes one of the signal vectors that we were talking about in the previous slide. CloudSense operates on these signal vectors by encoding and decoding them. So how do we do it? Well, the compression performance here for a signal that has 10% anomalies is roughly 2.7-fold. The compression factor is roughly 2.7-fold. Now, if we have a fewer number of stragglers in our signal, here we have 1% stragglers, we can achieve a more than 16-fold increase in, or 16-fold compression. In this case, in this latter case, we actually can really approach the entropy bound of this 1% straggler signal. And finally, we show that, I'm not going to go into the details of how to interpret this curve, but basically the upshot is that we can identify the largest anomaly first in just the very first few measurements. Here we show that 90% of the worst stragglers are already detected with between 1 and 100 measurements. All right, so I'd like to close by driving home these three main points. First, compressive sensing in CloudSense improves the granularity of status reports via in-network distributed compression. It conveniently provides largest first anomaly detection and is very simple to implement because of the simple encoding. It's purely summing operations. And we'd like to think that these advantages permit us to factor out status reporting into ultimately a new network service for monitoring the cloud. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Clarifying questions?
Hi, Rodrigo Fonseca from Brown. It's really interesting work. Two questions. First one, to what kinds of signals is this applicable to? And the second question is, how do you set K without a priori knowledge of the signal? Or a different way to place this question is, how do you know when K is not enough?
Maybe I'll answer the second question first. So K is a property of your system, right? Like how many failures you have, how many stragglers you have in your MapReduce system is K. So you don't set K.
But how do you know a priori, like?
How do you know when M is enough?
Yeah, that's
the
question. Yeah.
I see. So sometimes you don't, right? And I guess the trade-off that we have here for all this in-network compression magic is that sometimes you have a loss in decoding accuracy if you don't have enough M. All right. The good news here is that actually we can make a mistake by saying we have a false positive or false negative. Good thing is that compressive sensing is very strange in that it basically gives very few false positives, which is a really good thing. False negatives, well, we can deal with that, because the more measurements that I get, the more sensitive the decoding is, in the sense that we have, so this curve basically shows that the maximum duration of the undetected stragglers decreases with the number of measurements we get. So as we increase the number of measurements, we can grab more of the anomalies, more of the smaller anomalies.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you had a first question too.
Yeah, the first question was, to what kind of signals is this best applicable?
So I guess we've been thinking about this in terms of performance counters and reporting performance counters, which is really just an extension or generalization of the MapReduce task progress reporting. But I guess to harken back to the panel discussion yesterday, this is actually an area where we would love to have input from our colleagues in industry to tell us, well, if we give you this really cool tool, what new and wacky things could you do with it?
Okay, thank you.